Well, today we have a continuation of Jesus' teaching from the Sermon on the Mount. And it's all about loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. And the Lord summarizes everything by saying, so be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So today we have the challenge from the Lord, the call to holiness. And we see the Lord's teaching beginning here in verse 43. Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Well, nowhere in the Bible does it ever say that exact idea. Of course, in Leviticus chapter 19, there is the teaching on loving our neighbor. The part of hating your enemy, that was not in the Bible. That was sort of the mentality of some of the religious leaders of the day. The scribes and Pharisees had taken other passages in Scripture about hating God's enemies and sort of put those together, but the Bible never says that. However, it does say to love your neighbor, but that was a common, you know, mentality of the day, to hate one's enemy. But Jesus says, no, I give you a new commandment, you know, love one another as I have loved you. And today he says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The word love here, of course, reminds us that love is not, you know, mainly an emotion or a feeling. It is an act of the will. Love is a decision. And the word love here is agape, which is total, unconditional, sacrificial love. He didn't say love your enemies as a brother, love your enemies, and in different ways he says to love them with this divine love. Of course, this is not natural. This is supernatural. For us really to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute you. Do we do that? Do we pray for the enemies of Christianity? Do we pray for the enemies of the church? I wonder how often we really do pray for those who are out there today persecuting Christians throughout the world, or persecuting the church in our country and other places throughout the world. And do we really pray for them every day when we receive communion? Do we pray for their conversion? Do we pray the rosary for them? Do we make a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament, praying for the enemies of Christ, for their conversion, praying for those who persecute the Catholic Church? I wonder if we really do take the Lord at his word. Now, the good news is it doesn't say we have to like our enemies. Nowhere does the Bible say you have to like your enemies, but it says we have to love them. And of course, love is so much different than like. Love is desiring the highest and best good for the other person, which means their conversion, their salvation. We don't want them to go to hell. We want them to be converted and go to heaven. So that's what it means to love our enemies. And Jesus says, if you do that, you will be a true child of the Heavenly Father, because the Heavenly Father is love, and even makes the sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. So God is pure love. By his very nature, he is love. God cannot stop loving. He loves each and every person he has created. Even if that person goes astray, God's love will always be for that person. So the Lord is saying that we're called to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And he gives some other examples here about if you only love those who loved you, there's no merit in that. Even tax collectors and pagans love those who love them. And if you only said hello to your brothers only, what is meritorious about that? Even the pagans will greet their fellow pagans. So the Lord is challenging us to something deeper, more spiritual, to love our enemies, to pray for our persecutors, and to go beyond what is natural and really do something that is supernatural. And we have the great example of the Lord himself on the cross. As he was dying on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So So the Lord prayed for his enemies. He prayed for his persecutors. A few years after the Lord, St. Stephen, when he was being stoned, did the same thing. St. Stephen said, "Father, do not hold this sin against them. They do not know what they do." So as Stephen was being stoned, he prayed for his persecutors. Think of Maximilian Kolbe in Auschwitz, praying for his persecutors when he was in the starvation bunker. Or Maria Goretti, as she was being stabbed to death, was praying for this young man who was trying to hurt her. And so we have great examples from the Lord and from the saints of what it means to love our enemies, to want them converted, to want them to get to heaven one day, and to pray for those who persecute us.